USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed an executive order for FEMA to 100% fund emergency activities in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post says the order covers Florida, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Guam, and Puerto Rico, and in part will pay for the deployment of the National Guard. In the United States, coronavirus-related deaths have doubled in the past 2 days, surpassing 2,000 yesterday. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says outside of hotspots like New York City, only a small percentage of the tests are coming back positive.
That number of Americans, vast majority of Americans even that have been tested for the coronavirus, have not tested positive.
President Trump announcing late yesterday he will not impose a quarantine order on New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut because of the pandemic, but he's issued a strong travel advisory, and this is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.